we're still in the past right now. Some of us have not moved from the past. The title of my message this morning is Under New Management, Jesus. Unless you say the past is over, unless I've made that turn about, you cannot call it the past. There needs to be some way of saying R.I.P. Rest in peace. Back there. I want us, over the last 4 weeks, God has spoken to us about what? About giving it up. And for many of us, we've given it up. Praise God. There was 25 points of things that we needed to give up. And for many of us, have been faithful. We've given it up, we've given it up, we've given it up. And you know what? God blesses those who are obedient. What does Scripture say about obedience? Obedience is better than sacrifice. So this morning, I want to once again applaud you for your obedience. For your obedience. But I just want you just to bear with me for a few more minutes because I need to share this with you. Because it's useless. You're giving up something and you've got nothing to replace it with. Imagine you've opened up a space in your house and now there's just this space. What happens then? The devil will find a space for that. Amen? The devil will find a space for that space or something to put in that space. And bring others, his cousins normally, huh? Just because someone calls themselves a Christian doesn't mean they are good representation of Jesus Christ at all. I want to encourage you this morning. In fact, all of us who calls ourselves Christians fail in different ways to represent the amazing love, grace, and purity of Jesus Christ. Especially in this week that we're going in, it is so important for us to be good representation. This week we were challenged by our young brother Israel's sharing at his church. Normally he goes to the church on a Sunday. He was asked to share, and the thing was ripped out of proportion. You know what? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I hope somebody's recording it as well. I don't have a 4 million contract, but by God's grace. This is persecution in some other form. We might not be tortured or burnt at the stake, but remember, as the coming of the Lord is drawing close, you and I will be challenged on different areas. We will be challenged on different areas. You might think, but Pastor, that's not persecution. I'm telling you, my brother and sister, you take away any man's livelihood, that is persecution. Hallelujah. That's good representation of the Lord. The timing might be wrong. This might be out. That might be said out of context. But you know what? That which was destined for bad, God will turn. Come on now. We know it. There are so many misrepresentation and misunderstanding of Christianity in this world. And we know it so well. This is to be expected because there are a lot of us who call ourselves Christians around the world, but it should be the goal of every Christian to walk true to the characteristics that Christ would call on our lives. What is the characteristics that you are known by? D.L. Moody stated, out of 100 men, one will read the Bible, the other 99 will read the Christian. We are walking representation of Jesus to the world around us and even to our families. Are you that? Can you honestly say that you are a representation of Christ even now? It should be our highest aim to represent Jesus well. You know, at the footy club, we teach the young boys how to be good ambassadors. We teach them, because you know what? Today, because the AFL stars and footy stars, and as they walk into the mall, a reporter shoves a mic into their face. And you know what happens? A young boy of 18 years old, what do you think is going to come out of his mouth? We don't know. It is dangerous. But being taught what to say it, how to represent the club well, how to represent himself well. What do you think I'm doing right now? I'm saying, child of God, this is how we represent Christ well, man. This is how you're supposed to be representing Christ. I just want to give you a few ways of taking on the new. Taking on the new. Becoming new representatives. Remember, we've given it up. We need new management. This is Christ coming to say, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Number one, peaceful and full of mercy. A child of God is known for being that calm person. Not always. There's certain times when we do get excited, which is natural. Which is natural. I'm sure when Jesus came into the temple and he threw the tables around, he didn't say, oh, this table doesn't look good. Just push it over. No. The Bible teaches me he sat there and he concentrated, intentionally making this whip. When he walked in with aggression. Because you know what? The house of God will be represented well. I don't say we got to do that. But God will make you do what you need to do when you need to do it. Amen? Good representation of Jesus Christ is peaceful and full of mercy. You might get the hint from some Christians that God is pleased when we tirade and rant about everything in culture. But the Bible tells us that the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all, pure. Pure. And also, with maturity comes wisdom. We can't be operating like young fools, if I could use that word. If you are mature in the Lord, your behavior will say. I mean, a couple of years ago, things would have been different. Your dress is different. The way you operate is different. Now that you are mature in the Lord, you are peaceful. You are merciful. People will say, wow. This is what God wants of us. Number two. And that comes from James chapter 3 and verse 17. Number two. Live in community with other Christians. And this is the place where it normally gets unstuck. Because the reason why there's so many denominations, because the Christian church can't live with each other. The child of God can't live with other children of God. The minute things become tough, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Let me just rebuke somebody. Let me discipline somebody. Let's do this or that. I'm out of here. I don't need this rubbish in my life. Let me go and start a new church. Let me go and find a place where it's better. Are you going to find better? Remember, you're the one carrying the baggage. So when you get there, the honeymoon period is normally 3 or 5 years. And then you start unpacking. And in the unpacking, you discover all the old self comes out again. Child of God, the Bible says in 1 John 4 verse 20 that God wants children of God to live in unity. Number three, live for the glory of God. John chapter 3 and verse 30, a healthy Christian has grown into a singular focus of their life. How important is your relationship with God to you? It is so sad that children of God, we know what time does our church start. Let me just start there. What time does our church start? At 10 o'clock. We've got a prayer meeting at 9 o'clock, right? There's how many of us that struggle to get here even 10 past 10? In Africa, it is normal. We have 3-hour service. So the guys will come in at 11:45 and say, good morning, good morning. How is it? God bless. I was at church. Because they walk to church. And on our way to church, they greet other believers as they go. Because it's not the only church that's starting at 10 o'clock. But here in a first world country, it is our relationship with God that is shown here. People don't have a problem today in saying, you know what, I can't come to church. I've got to go take my child to this party and to that party because all the parties is on a Sunday. Because we can't have it on a Saturday because it's sports day. You see how God has been replaced? Is if Christ is so important to you, you know, you'll start here, I'll get there to the party late. I can't get to the party late. This is what God is saying. Live for His glory, man. Everything we do must be for His glory. No, Pastor, I can't come this morning because I need to do this first. And this is so important and that is so important. I said to somebody yesterday, tell your tradesman you don't work on a Sunday. He can come on Monday. You've got to make sure that people know why you do what you do. Don't just say, no, I don't want you to come on Sunday. Tell them, on a Sunday, my friend, I give glory to God. Yesterday, I was fortunate to acquire a little shelf. And I got to this young lady in Dandenong. And she said to another guy there, she says, I can't help you tomorrow morning. I'm going to church. I'm thinking, wow, I love it. When it was my turn, I said to her, praise God. She said to him, you can come at 4 o'clock. By that time, we'll be done. He said, why? 4 o'clock? It's not business time. She says, I'll help you at 4 o'clock or I don't help you at all. I love it. All glory goes to God. He knows she's gone to church this morning. I'm not sure what church she goes to. I thought I come from Africa. She's from China. They must have longer church. Do they have longer church in China? Anybody from there? John 3 verse 30 says that we've got to give glory and honor to God the way we live. A friend of sinners. Oh, come on now. Matthew chapter 11 verse 19. Jesus was known as a friend of the sinner. Everybody was worried. When Jesus walked out, they were worried as to where is he. His disciples were shaking when they went on the road. Because they knew he was going to turn in this way and that way. I was so blessed when I read something on Pope John Paul II, the new pope. They say he is a crazy man. He takes the bus to work. I'm thinking, what? The Pope? He takes a bus. He jumps on the bus with a backpack, with his little, what do they call it? Mitre on. And he says, good morning. Yes, here I am. And then he goes and puts on his thing, his robes, and he gets in the Pope mobile. They are scared because he'll stop. He'll say, stop the car. And he gets off and he shakes the hand. He loves it. That's what Jesus did, man. Good representation. Folk, it is not humiliating for us for you to come and find me cleaning the toilets there, man. It's not humiliating. It is not humiliating for you to find me. Jack, if you find me in Hotel Brighton drinking, that one must probably be a different thing. But I have meetings there as well. Special meetings. Real special meetings. Friends, it is the way we do it. Friends, God called us to have sinners as your friend. You know why? So that you can lead them to the Lord. That your life can speak volumes to them. Right now, we don't want to engage with them. We're so holy. No, if you don't have a saved person and this friends and that friends, how will they know? God has called us to be friends of these people. And I'm almost done. Increasing in loving kindness. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Anybody remember that? Galatians 5, 22 and 23. What was it called? Come on. The fruit of the Spirit. I thought everybody was going to be able to quote it verbatim. You'll recognize a healthy Christian by seeing the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. Is there still fruit of the Spirit evident in your life today? Come on now. Number 6, feeds on the Word of God. Christians feed on the Word of God. My people perish because of a lack of knowledge. People are not feeding on the Word of God anymore. That's why they can be swayed by every strange doctrine that comes along. Yesterday, on Thursday, I was bombarded. Thursday and Friday, I was bombarded by questions. Was Israel right? Was it the truth? I said, don't you know? Don't you know? How do you know it was the truth that Israel spoke? What do I say to you week after week? I say to you, don't just believe what Sean says. Go and check it. Be found with the word of God. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3, that where that comes from, that God wants us to feed on the word of God. Number 7, practice God's presence. If I walk into your house now, will I feel God's presence there? Will I feel God's presence? Do you know that you can feel the presence of God when you walk into somebody's home, when you get into their car? Brother Tim, can I use you? When I get into Tim's car, which I love to do because Tim's got hot seats. When I get in, not you. He says he doesn't have hot seats. Only the car has hot seats. But when you get into that car, I know I'm going to sit there and Tim is going to bless me with music that is going to be soothing. I know that. You walk into his home, you know. You can feel. I walk into Uncle James's home, I can feel the presence of prayer. When you walk into his gate, who's been to Red Roo? Anybody's been there? Oh, they haven't been, Uncle James. Have you invited them?
Oh, they have.
Oh, they have. But you
ask Peter to be
there. Ask Peter. Peter, did you experience a prayer at the gate? He said he had to pray to go in.
He spent a lot of time there himself, too.
Oh, yeah. The practice God's presence, Romans 5 verse 5. Friends, it is imperative. They want to know God personally, and God fills and empowers them by His Spirit's loving presence. I just want to share something with you on a very personal note. As you know, I'm chaplain to the team, and I pray with certain of the footy players before the game. And last week, I was praying with the one guy, and we thought that nobody sees because we go into the alley there and into the little corner and we pray there. And when I opened my eyes, there was two of the coaches standing right behind us. And we just said, thank you, Lord, and we prayed and we left. This week at the club, one of the other players came to me and he said to me, would you mind to pray for me? I said, do I mind? Do I mind? That was the one. I'm walking down. And the other one says, do you do this every week? I say, what are you talking about? Just praying. Yesterday morning, I had to go and fetch something at the club, and one of the players is lying on the being massaged there, and he's lying like this. And I stood there, and he looks up, and he said, what are you doing? I say, I don't interrupt prayer. Thank you. Amen. God's presence. Now they want me to pray for them. There's four of them that wants me this afternoon to pray for them. And Bruce doesn't want that, but I want it. That's a private joke. They don't understand that. It's coming through now, Bruce. But practicing God's presence is where you are. Do you believe that you are filled with God? Are you filled with God? So there where you are skulked, there God is. Hallelujah. And friends, this is my last point. Faithfully enduring suffering. Acts chapter 14 verse 22. Faithfully enduring suffering. A healthy Christian knows his life will not always be perfect. They have an eternal focus and know this is temporary and it is flawed. Our life is just temporary and it is flawed. Doesn't mean because you're a child of God, everything is going to be, can I use the Afrikaans, the sonskyn en rose. Maanskyn en rose. In English, it is sunshine and roses. Moonlight and roses. It doesn't mean because you're a child of God, that's going to be your way all the time. It doesn't mean that everything you touch is going to turn to gold. Because you're a child of God, The attack is more on you. You are more the target because you are washed in the blood of the Lamb. You know, when you walk into a place, it's a first world country. When I walk into a place, you know there's not a lot of black people around here, man. So when I walk into a place, everybody looks. And I say, good morning, I'm here. Or I just come and I just do that because I know I've got an aroma. Not the aroma that you get when you just get up from bed, right? But you walk in, you got to smell good. Your presence must be felt. For those of you that were at our ceremony, the mayor asked us, "Who are we?" The mayor of Brighton. I said, "How can't you know? Who do you just let in? You just let anybody in." Folk, child of God, you are more susceptible to be under scrutiny. You are more susceptible to be punished. You are more susceptible to be pointed at. You are more susceptible to be, you can put it in there. Because you're a child of God. Remain, say it like you mean it, faithful. What does scripture say? What will God do to the faithful? He will bless them. He will bless you because you are faithful. I'm done. May the Lord bless you. May you continue to draw from Him as you continue to seek after Him. Don't just like some of our believer brothers, I'm not going to name anybody specifically, just look for God's hand because that's His blessing. Look for His face because that's the anointing. Father, we thank You this morning that we can turn to You. We can turn to You, Lord Jesus, because You are God and our King. Thank You, Lord, that we know today. You've called us to give it up. And now You've called us, Lord Jesus, to fill us. Under new management, Lord, I surrender all is the song. Help us this morning, Lord, to go out here. And Father, to know that we are different. Help us to go out here, Lord, to smell good, to look good, and to be good. Because that is who You called us to be. In Jesus' name. Amen.